Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
And explained well. We're about the Nissan Khan.
On the load shedding stages from stage 1 to stage 8, how excited are you about the Minister of Electricity?
If the Minister of Electricity can give me back the bank card that the ATM swallowed at 10 a.m., I'm very excited about the Ministry of the Electricity.
It's a new thing to keep in mind. Don't draw money on the hour. Because then the power goes out, your card gets eaten like Roz's.
Yes. And also, I learned the hard way, don't pour fuel when they're about to change over. Because I'd asked them to pour a certain amount and then it got complicated. It got complicated.
These Alice is complicated.
Little things we learned as South Africans that no one else knows. So we had the State of the Nation, and then there was like, cool, there's going to be a Minister of Electricity, and then we heard Dololo, and then we were like, okay, maybe it'll be during the week of the budget, which is tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And we've heard Dololo, and there's been no cabinet reshuffle. Like, when are we getting one?
So look, the clearest indication we've gotten is before the end of February.
Okay.
That's the clearest indication we've gotten. What we also know is that while we don't yet know who's going to serve on the cabinet, we know we have clues as to who won't. And I think one of the surprises is David Makuda.
Where's he gone?
So he's being seconded to Luthuli House, the new head of political education for the ANC. So just to contextualize, when we speak of a secondment to Luthuli House, because the same thing will happen with Fikile Mbalula, it's essentially a permanent position.
Okay, so you've got a job inside the ANC, which
that
means you
job.
Don't have a job in cabinet or as a minister or something else.
Exactly, and so this is part of why we need a cabinet reshuffle, because Fikile Mbalula, the current Minister of Transport, has been elected as the Secretary General of the ANC, which traditionally for the party is a permanent secondment to Luthuli House.
I get the vraag. So die mense wat by Luthuli House werk, word hulle betaal? Want daar was 'n bietjie van 'n issue met die betalings aan die ANC. Payroll en so voort.
Ja, hulle behoort betaal te word.
Okay, I'm just honestly wanting to know, because well-being, you know, like linked to salaries and things, and if you're not getting paid them.
Ja, so die nuwe tesourier-generaal van die ANC het gesê hulle is besig om hulle kontantvloeiprobleme op te los. Hulle betaal nou weer mense. Want ja, jy trek dan jou salaris van die party af.
Ja.
So are we waiting for the positions in Luthuli House to get filled so that we can see who's left over to go to cabinet so that we can have a reshuffle? And then once we have a reshuffle, we'll find out who the electricity minister is going to be.
Exactly. But although, you know what, I'll be brave. I have a gut feel around who I think will be the Minister of Electricity.
Yeah.
And it really is just speculative. She was the youngest mayor previously. And the commentators are saying this is the person to watch as a potential Minister of Electricity, Marupeni Ramakgopa.
Marupeni Ramakgopa, I don't
she was,
remember her.
We discussed her last week.
Did.
Joe, you actually mentioned her.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the surname sounds very familiar, because the Ramakgopa family has almost got a bit of a dynasty in Pretoria, with Dr. Gwen having been the mayor of Pretoria, and then also Khosiyantso also being the mayor of Pretoria. So yeah, it looks like the Ramakgopas are getting things done.
Well, look, so she's seen as an ally of the president.
Mm-hmm.
In 2006, when she became a mayor, she was, at that stage, she was 26. And she was one of the youngest mayors in the country. So she wouldn't be the youngest cabinet minister, but she would be one of the youngest. And I think that's the one we need to watch. Certainly for a cabinet position, potentially.
The Minister of Electricity.
Load shedding minister.
Look, I don't know. I mean, we obviously don't know if she's going to get the job, but whoever takes it, good luck to you. Because it's not good out there.
And that I will say, the situation at the moment is serious. We touched upon this yesterday, that we are in the DMs with stage 8. Ons kort hierdie vinnig.
If it is her, and even if she does get put in cabinet or in another portfolio, I'm glad. Van sy's hoe oud nou? 42? And there are so many old people running this country that don't know what's going on with the people that are not in their 70s. So yes.
Yeah, I would be very happy with more young people.
Yes.
I'm just very grateful that 42 counts as young. So I'll take that.
It does. It does. I mean, you're already barely out of youth league stage there.
No, look, in the political, so if we look at, for example,
I mean, it's true.
Like, So the official cutoff for the Youth League is 35.
Yeah.
Official cutoff. But if we look at international politics, your senior government leader, President Biden, is 80.
Yeah.
So yes, in that context, 42 is young.
Okay. Well, we will see. So, short answer to the question, Electricity Minister, we are still waiting. What, end of February, maybe, perhaps?
Before the end of Feb.
Good luck to all of us.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM, it's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.